but he did repent at the last second. So, no, in fact, you know, some people would say, well, you don't have to do that. No, no, no. No, but he believed in his 20s, and he really believed back then. Yeah, he went on to be a pimp and so on, but he still praised God every Sunday and gave. Well, you know, where are those glasses stained with your blood? Oh, now I see righteousness. Okay, I let him into my kingdom. You think God is such a dupe? He's going to present us faultless. God has determined the way in which we are going to be presented faultless. He's going to wipe out the sins of our past. And then he's going to make our future that there should be no more sin. Maybe not one day, maybe not overnight. I certainly know that. Unless I be not of God. I mean, maybe so. I know people have claimed out there, oh yeah, well, I believed, and then suddenly I was righteous all the time. And I'm not going to be critical. But, you know, but if I look into your doctrine and I see false doctrine, I say, well, you're a sinner to this day, because he that is a heretic is subverted in sins. So let me see the doctrine. I'll tell you if you're without sin. I'll tell you if you're perfect. Paul, who are you? It's like, well, no, I'm not anybody. But I can judge for myself. But don't judge, lest you be judged. I'm willing to be judged by the standards that I judge by. I'm willing to be judged by the standards, because I do not judge anything beyond what God has already judged. I don't judge anything, honestly. Just like Jesus said, I don't judge. I don't judge nothing. See, people don't understand. Paul wrote all these judgmental things, you wouldn't think, right? And that's what modern people would think. But you look at it and you realize, it's like, no. Paul didn't judge. He said, the judgment of God is sure concerning these things. I mean, God has already judged many things. He's already pronounced judgment. So I don't have to stand in and judge. But I also can, but I do, but it says, judge not after the appearance, Jesus said, but judge righteous judgment. There's a judgment which I can do. There's a judgment which I must do. A righteous judgment. And I do it. And no man can tell me otherwise. I do it on behalf of, for myself, for those that hear me. It's like John the Baptist came out and said, you serpents, you offspring of vipers, who hath warned you of the damnation to come? So I'm here to do is to warn you. Whether you will hear or forbear, at least I'll have done my job. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Never mind. I'm not going to mock anymore. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen. Anyone wants to share that kind of stuff with you? Dominion, power. I want that glory, majesty. You trade glory and majesty for a few earthly pleasures. Glory and majesty. Oh, yeah, well, what's that compare with a Ferrari, man? What's that compare with a big, beautiful house with nice new furniture? What's that compare with an LCD HD TV, man? What's that compare to, you know, 200 cable channels? What's that compare to the Playboy channel alone? What's that compare to all manner of, you know, all the things that people's souls left at? What's that compare to food?